Hello there. This is
In Case You Missed It.
We're your hosts, Jason and Tony.
Morning or afternoon, whenever you're listening.
If you missed it this morning, we talked about how you can get your multivitamin and make your poo shiny. Tony, I know that you already are in love with your current multivitamin.
We talk about that, y'all. That's the age we are now.
Mm-hmm. You do the gummies, right?
I went gummy. I went to a chewable multivitamin. Me too. I was hearing about what the pill multivitamins do. It's not good for your liver.
Well, there is a new multivitamin that I'm sure that you're probably going to switch to.
Ooh, what's this?
Because I think this is right up your alley.
All right.
It's a multivitamin, but it also contains glitter, so when you poo-poo, it sparkles.
Get out of here.
Yeah. So you take the vitamin, there's glitter, and then when you go do your business.
Wow.
It's got sparkles in it.
I love it. So you look back here, and it's like you bedazzled your work.
We learned there's such a thing as see-through men's swim trunks.
It's transparent to me.
If you're one of those guys who wears a Speedo to the pool and you're like, you know what? I mean, this Speedo's nice, but it's not revealing enough.
It doesn't show everything
I want to show off.
I want to show more.
Do we have a new product for you fellas.
Listen.
It's see-through men's bathing suits.
Right.
And apparently they leave nothing to the imagination. They're from a company called Maverick Swim.
Maverick.
And they you say
you don't want the Iceman. You want the Maverick.
Yeah. And you don't want the Goose either, because I mean, sometimes you have to use the injection seat. And they say you can wear something in under it, but you don't wear stuff in under bathing suits.
What they pretty much done is giving you saran wrap underwear there, haven't they?
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, to me, I don't. I'm not gonna get this.
I'm not either. I'm pretty proud, but I ain't that proud.
Right, but they, you know, maybe they can come up with some other kinds.
I've got some other materials that they should experiment with.
Like what?
If they're gonna go that way, go with use chicken wire. Chicken wire. It's bendable. It'd move with you.
Hope the weld's good on it though.
Yeah. Another material. Duct tape with the no sticky on it.
Yeah, you'd want the no sticky.
Yeah. And the last one, all fellas would like this.
What?
That diamond-plated toolbox chrome. That on a Speedo.
I don't want the lock, though, because sometimes you got to go quick. And this poor girl had the worst first date ever.
Ever.
When I hear of a woman going on a bad first date, my first thought is, oh, you've met Tony?
Did he make you pay for it, too?
Yeah.
Smart aleck.
But none, I mean, Tony, you're a catch as compared. I mean, I feel sorry for this poor girl.
Well, thank you. It makes me feel better.
She'd been better off going with you.
Until you said that.
This woman's in Florida. She went on a first date. Hey. She just met this guy on a dating website.
Aww.
And then they met, and then they go to the Palm Coast Denny's, which so far is still in the Tony realm of first dates.
Hey, I like me some Denny's. That's a good first date right there.
That's classy right there, boy, let me tell you.
Get you some Denny's.
So he's taking her back to her house at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, that was a good meal.
When a deputy tried to pull the vehicle over for a tag violation, he looked over and said, "If they stop me, I'll go to jail."
Oh, crap.
So he took off. High-speed chase. They had to use those stop sticks to disable the car.
Wow, dude was wanted.
Yeah, so they ran over those stop sticks. Of course, the car stopped. The officer gets out, and he's approaching. The guy gets out of the car, runs into the woods, and left that old girl there.
Now, that ain't the way you handle it, especially on the first date. You don't leave her to face the cops alone.
The woman told the cops that she didn't even know his last name.
Wow.
So I guess that
she barely knew him.
Yeah. As it turns out, this same woman was on another date gone wrong last month when she was trying to get away from a guy and he threw himself on her vehicle, shattering her windshield, then attacked her when she got out, knocking her unconscious.
Now,
I would stay away from whatever website she's using.
I didn't throw myself through a windshield. I simply asked her to stay. That one wasn't me.
Wow, two dates. One was fast, the other one furious.
This don't happen on a farmersonly.com. No.
I bet his last name was Shaw or Hobbs. Tony had a new story for you today in Tony Tales.
Hope you like this.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, the government raided a restaurant called Stray Cat Burgers because they thought that they were using cat meat.
FBI, freeze, you're busted,
said FBI agent guy.
Using cat burger meat is illegal. You're going to jail, restaurant owner guy.
That's not fair, said restaurant owner guy. The name of the place is called Stray Cat Burgers. I shouldn't be arrested for being honest.
That doesn't matter,
said FBI agent guy.
The government has laws, and not eating cats is one of them. Cats eat hairballs. Humans don't eat animals that eat hairballs. Cows don't eat hairballs, and that's why we use cows for burgers. Put your hands behind your back.
Okay, said restaurant owner guy. But can I make a phone call?
You can call your lawyer when we get to the station.
No, I need to call my wife and tell her to cancel that order of Tabby Tots.
The end.
Here's today's word of the day.
Learn with me.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Square paper on ground. Square paper on ground is what you call a post-it note without any of that sticky stuff on the back of it. Square paper on ground.
That's Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
My daughter's boyfriend treated her naughty. It's amazing what a wood chipper can do to a body.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you, as always, with today's
Real Good.
We know college ain't cheap.
No, it ain't.
And the first taste parents get is finding out how pricey it is to just apply to college.
Fee for that.
Yeah, so this is really cool. 44-year-old Grant Riviera is the superintendent of the school district in Marietta, Georgia. It's just north of Atlanta. He's in charge of 8,900 students plus 1,200 employees across 11 different schools, and he recently got a $10,000 bonus. I guess he's doing it good.
Yeah, he's got a big responsibility.
But instead of keeping it, he's donating all of it to pay for his students' college applications. The average fee's about $43, so it's enough to cover around 230 applications.
What? This dude got a $10,000 bonus? He's just giving it back.
About 500 seniors in his district are set to graduate next spring. He expects around 200 of them to apply for college. But if all 500 want to apply, he says he'll pay for all of those applications, too. What a great guy.
What a fella.
Any money left over will go toward field trips to in-state college campuses, and he hopes it inspires more students to focus on their future. He says, I want them to believe in themselves as much as we believe in them.
Sounds like a man that walks the walk and talks the talk right there.
Grant Riviera, dude, man, that's awesome. You are real good. Well, that wraps it up. That's today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.